Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't no nothing now. We're
vocabulary to others. You don't need to have a philosophical bent to grasp. There are three little words. We want to let the world know that these words describe what we mean and what we are determined to do about racial injustice. One is the word all. We don't want some of our rights. We don't want a few token handouts here and there. We want all of our rights. There are some people who say that we need to go back to Africa. And there are some others who tell people in the South, leave the South. You can't be free, so get out. But down in Alabama and Mississippi and Georgia, South Carolina, we'll send something else. We want all of our rights, and we want all of our rights here in Alabama and Mississippi and South Carolina. Is telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool off. Our only answer in conversation time must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here. We want all of them, not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're saying.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Shining star for you to see what your life can truly be. It's Friday night. It's the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. And if you know the theme song, ain't no stopping us now. We not stopping. It ain't going to be no nothing. No police, no guns, no poverty, no drugs, no alcoholism, no incarceration. You ain't stopping us. No lack of good education, bad health care, poverty, ghettos. We are a people that keep on keeping on. We don't stop. And Dr. King say, nah, right now, right here, and all that belong to us. We don't want no half. We don't want none over there by and by in the sky. And we don't want it 150,000 years from now. We want it right now. We want it right here. And we want it now. Powerful, powerful words. And we're talking today about restoration, restoring oneself. We talked about last night about the restoration. God said that he will restore what the cankerworm has stolen from you. 70 times 70, that's infinity. God said, there ain't going to be no stopping it. Whatever the cankerworm has stolen from you, whatever this life has taken from you, my brother, my sister, God is going to restore you back to 100% to where you're supposed to be. But there is a little work. There's some supplication. There is some dilemmas. There is some trials and tribulations. There's a battle and a fight. It ain't going to come easy. It's going to be a filler in Manila. If you got to come, you got to come strong. So we're going to talk about that as well. We're going to talk about restoration and reparations with Dr. James W. Wimbaugh. We're going to talk about how that works to economically restore ourselves back to where we was. It's a tremendous, this is going to be empowering show. It's going to be informative, and it's going to be uplifting. I want to uplift my brothers and my sister that's in the street homeless. I want to uplift my brothers and sisters that are addicted to alcoholism and drugs. I want to encourage that young man who don't have a good parental assistance, guidance, or good parenting. I want to encourage that young woman with the baby and no boyfriend, no husband, no help. I want to encourage the young man walking up and down the street, no place to go. DMX used to walk up and down Yonkers at 9 and 10, 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. Who cared? Who stopped to say, son, what are you doing walking out this time of night? Where is the village to raise a child? Where we are. Think about this. Think about yourself. Think about children you have seen up and down the street doing God knows what. Did you stop to ask them? Is the village dead? That's your decision. The village is in you. Don't go looking for somebody else. You are the village. You are the father for the fatherless. You are the mother for the motherless. You are the uncle for the uncle-less. You are the homeboy for the homeboy-less. You are the big brother for the brotherless. You are the big sister for the sisterless. You are the cousin. Cuz, we say down south, cuz to everybody. You are the cousin for the cousin-less. Okay? You are the teacher for the teacher-less. You are the God for the godless. That's in you. God has given you that power. God is, we are gods. We are the church. God manifested himself in us. He said, when I leave, I'm going to pour my spirit on all flesh, and you can do what you saw me did, and you can do more. So there's a responsibility. The Bible said, much is given, much is required. So my brother, if you smart, you slick, and you swinging in the corner, you got requirements by God. My sister, you pretty, you good looking, you're charming. Every young man wants to date you. You have a responsibility. Young brother, you good looking, you tall, you handsome. You attract everything that walks around you. You have a responsibility. My brother, my sister, you got money. You make money on top of money. You just ching, 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 ching. You got money off the hook. You have a financial responsibility. People who don't have no children, and you're looking and you're wondering, I know you out there. I know there's couples that are married who can't conceive, don't have children, sitting around trying to find some kind of mechanism to produce a baby. Well, there's 100-something million babies out there with no mama, no daddy, waiting to be adopted. You have a responsibility. There are couples out there, multi-zillionaires, got all kinds of money, got big houses, swimming pools, got 3 and 4 and 5 cars, got themselves into every private college, university there is, eat the best foods, have every kind of servant you can think of, someone to cook, someone to clean, someone to drive you, someone to clean your pool, someone to do your grass, someone to bring you your coat, someone to bring you your shoes. You got service on top of service, but you just sit there between you and your wife in that big mansion, living large. You have a responsibility. Because there's some child out there who is hungry, who is homeless, who is motherless, who is fatherless, who is uncle-less, who is brotherless, cousinless, big brotherless, whatever you want to call it. You have a responsibility. But you walk around talking about, oh, I ain't got no children. Oh, I ain't got no brother. There's brothers walking, their siblings walking around with, their children walking around with no sibling. Talking about, oh, mommy, I ain't got a big brother. Oh, mommy, I ain't got a little brother. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Go out in your street corner and see who is out there. There's some little boy, some little girl that adores you, that follow you like a puppy. And that's your responsibility. God give us projects. Okay? And sometimes the projects come in a human form. Sometimes it's that brother that cannot to get it together, but he lacks you. He follows you. There's that young sister. She can't seem to get it together, but she loves you and she follows you. And you say you have nothing to do. You're brotherless. You do have. My sister, my brother, without the kids, you have a whole bunch of kids. My young brother, my young sister, without a big brother, a little sister, you have a whole bunch of little brothers, little sisters. Everybody that can be formulated into a family doesn't have to be conceived by your mother and father. Doesn't have to have the same last name as you. Everybody is connected somehow. I can tell you this. There are a lot of kids I help. I'm going to be honest with you. Real talk. Treat me better than my own blood kids. My own birth children. Better think about it. When you get old and you need that glass of water, you get old, you need somebody to carry them groceries home. You get old, you need somebody to drive you here and there. You get old, you need somebody to help hold you up across the street. You better think about it, because there are hundreds and millions of people without anyone. And they're looking at you, they're talking to you, and you don't even understand the connection you have with that person. Everybody got that somebody that connected with you, like a little brother, like a little sister, like a cousin, like a homeboy, a homegirl. You know, women tend to have that loving connection because they're nourishing. So women tend to connect with each other. A woman could see another woman crying and not even know her. She'll tell you, hold on a minute, something wrong with her. Let me go talk to her. You're like, oh, no, baby, we don't have to talk to her. You know, we don't know what's going on with her. That's not your business. She said, no. Look, gaze at the girl. What's going on, girl? What's going on? What's happening? You know, a man see another man cry. He start to run. He said, oh, yo, what's up? This nigga must be crazy, man. You know, we don't connect. The village to raise a child. Where is the village? Who is the village? How did the village concept came about? It's an African proverb, but where did it come from? Where do you fit in the village? The village is no more the village. The community is no more community. Neighborhoods are no more neighborhoods. Neighbors are no more neighbors. People don't talk. People don't connect. People don't want to get involved. People don't want to help one another. Not my business. But listen, when you get out and you get in hard times and you need help, you want somebody to help you. But if you don't help nobody, nobody ain't going to help you. That's the way it is. People stay away from people who stay away from them because they don't know where you're coming from. But the black community, we need each other. It's a conceivable fact. Black people need black people. Okay? We need each other. If we don't understand that concept, if that just flew over your head, I'm sorry. You're not woke. You're not conscious. I understand that. Woken consciousness became a political enemy so far. Why? Because to be smart and intelligent, to be black and independent, they don't want that. To be young, gifted, and black. You think that's what they want? No, they want you stupid, dumb, and in jail, and crazy, and alcoholic, and drug addict, and crackhead, and so they can talk about you. Not understanding, my brother, my sister, the largest crackheads in America are white. The largest alcoholism in America is white. The largest impoverished people on welfare are white. The largest poverty, ghettos, whatever you want to call it, disenfranchised people are white. And I'm not trying to say I'm better than them. I'm not trying to talk about them, but it's a statistical fact. But the black man and woman have taken on this negative connotation. They so associate black with everything negative. And we took on that responsibility. And it's killing us. It's killing our children. It's killing our communities. It's killing us personally, mentally, physically. We took on something we don't have to bear. And I'm not saying one is better than the other, but I'm just saying that the facts are the facts. So our kids conceive that they are poor. And they have a poorish mentality. Our kids conceive that they're gangster, so they got the gangster mentality. Our kids conceive that they're alcoholics, so they got the alcoholic mentality. They got the drug, they're the drug addicts, and they conceive that they're the drug, and they have the drug addict mentality. You don't have to associate negative with you. Black is not negative. African American is not negative. Latino American is not negative. Asian American is not negative. Native American is not negative. It turned it into that. Wikipedia said the concept of black and white was used to conform a mentality that one was more superior than the other. My big problem in South Carolina was I didn't see no white man that was better than me. He had better conditions than me, but physically, mentally, as an individual person, he was not better than me. God said he had no preference of man. That's what I read in the Bible. God said, I have no preference of man. There's no man, it's no big you, small life. God says nobody better than the next. He created everything. So he conceived that no man is better than the next man. Why do I see somebody better than me? Why can I rise above my conditions? You have to want to rise above your conditions. Yes, there are going to be challenges. I'm not saying it's going to be a party. I'm not saying it's going to be an easy road. But you got to want something to get something. They had that old saying, to get a behind, you got to bring a behind. When people say, I'm going to come and whip y'all, yada, yada, yada. And people used to say, oh, yeah, okay, come on. But to get one, you got to bring one. And that's real. That's real. So I just want everybody to be encouraged. I want everybody to know that this situation is not your life story. This is not the end of your book. I want everybody to understand these people cannot write your narrative, and I want you to keep fighting. I want you to fight like you ain't never fought before. I want you to fight that this is a thriller in Manila. I want you to keep fighting, my brother, my sister, young man, young woman. Keep fighting because when you succeed, or what a glorious feeling that it is, you appreciate things more when you struggle to get it than those things that you get easy. Think about that. Well, we're going to bring in the man himself, the host with the most, the ingenious brother. He always put things in perspective for me, and I appreciate this young brother. Love to have him host with me, Brother Shalik Reed. We're going to bring him in, give him a nice hand.
What's up, what's up, what's up? How's everybody doing? All the listeners, how you doing, man? You know, what's going on, Dr. Robinson? How's everything going?
Man, I'm here. I'm encouraging. I'm encouraged, man. I'm encouraged. And I just want everybody to be encouraged, man. Like, you know, we got to bring on the community. We got to bring on those things in which we don't see. You know, sister said something to me, Coach Morale, matter of fact. She said to the young woman that said, oh, you know, my dad, he left us. He don't love me. He didn't do this and that and the other. She said, well, you gotta manifest the love in yourself that you didn't get from him to him. That was powerful. I said, damn.
Right.
And I said, Coach Morrell, explain this to me now. You're saying to her, she got to reflect the love to him that he never gave to her. And I said, where the conjunction comes in. She said, where the conjunction come in, he probably never had something that he don't know how to give. Dig where I'm coming from?
Right.
Heavy.
Right.
Heavy.
And it is so heavy. It's so heavy because what happens is that it's like what I say, man. We have to be the change that we want to see in others. And so we become what we think. You know, and regardless of how, when we refuse to let go of certain things and move forward, you know, and it's like a prime example. You have people who hold grudges and hold things for years. You know, they go through circumstances and they hold on to that circumstance when they've walked through it already. The circumstance already happened already. You know, it's like me 90 days ago of being in the circumstance. That's gone with. That's over with. So for me to come out here and to be talking to you as though I'm still a product of an environment that I'm no longer of, that circumstance is past already. And so I can't use that as a platform or catapult to say anything, because that's gone. The past is gone. And so what happens is that you know. Hurt people oftentimes, and they don't understand the power of the subconscious mind in terms of how people, the reflection of how people hold on and harbor things and then try to live and push through a moment in the now. You know, it's crazy how we live three-dimensional because this is what it is, man. The power of three is so powerful. You know, it's even mentioned in the Bible, the Father, the Spirit, and the Holy Ghost. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And that's power in that. The Trinity is power in that, because this is our existence. That our past has happened hours ago. Like hours ago, you were preparing for the show. But that time is gone. You're in the now right now. And the now towards the future, in a few hours, it'll be Saturday when the clock strikes 12. So to bring in tomorrow now, what happened in the past, it's gone. It suits no purpose. The only purpose, that the Creator is endowed is the power to react in the now, as a verb, to create what and to explore abilities for the next hour, which is the future, the next minute, which is the future. Like in an hour or so, we'll be in the future, and we'll be it'll be closing time, or it'll be commercial time, or it'll be towards bringing someone else on the show. So this is where the power lies, and I say power because we've been endowed with that power. Power is energy. This is the energy. We live in a realm of energy. This is where they say in the Bible that energy is referred to spiritual principalities. It's beyond our forces, beyond our control. And so it goes back into that same, no matter how you put it, slice it and dice it, or no matter how you cut the cake, it's going to add it to the same thing in terms of there's a portion, and a portion of ourselves sometimes, man, to make a general statement to make my point, is that oftentimes we're stuck in moments of a subconscious, a past that, very rarely, if we take notice, we don't even realize the power and the impact of how we impart that into our future. And we take away while we're not progressing, or while we're seeing contradictory or hypocritical effects taking place in our future. We're saying, and things are going to happen. Nothing is, that's the funny thing. Life is not written the way we see it in the movies, or where we see it in the TV program. You can see a whole hour of a person's life take place, right? And it's in a script form. But that doesn't happen in real life. In real life, it's a process. And the process is being able to take the bitter with the sweet. But most of all, it's a question of how we push through the circumstances that dictate our action. And that's real life. Life is basically, life dictates a certain action that's unscripted. And that's where we begin to, those who have faith, begin to understand the transition between believing and knowing the power of a creator, and those who are created. And I mean created from a self-made point of view. But it's powerful because, Interestingly, believe it or not, I was watching a show called In the Now, and it reflects on things in the past. And you had black children who were riding in the neighborhood, and it was on camera. And you had young white children who weren't hate, they were white, and they spit on the girls, and they went to attack the girls. And they were calling them nigger. And they went to interview the girls. They didn't let it get out of hand. The camera people didn't let it get out of hand. So the mother came out and said, "Yo, man, it's sad, you know, that, you know, they spit on us like dogs and they treat us like X, Y, and Z." And they asked the daughter, "How did she feel about it?" She said, "Yo, man, I hate them. I hate them." She said, I hate the hell out of them, you know. It's like, damn them, you know. And so the mother interceded, and she said, she's entitled to her feeling, but I'm going to basically talk to her because I don't want her to practice hate, because hate begets hate, and nothing is accomplished. Nothing is accomplished when you have hate trying to challenge hate. And she's a child, and she has to grow into the spiritual maturity of understanding how that hate that she may have against her counterpart or opposition is not going to affect the opposition the way it's going to affect the energy that she places those actions into her own life. And so that goes back to exactly the example and the point that you were making about a person showing love, person who does not have love. That in essence has to be a thing that has to be given freely, not to try to transform and change the other person, because we can't control other people. We can only control how we react to our own circumstances. So if we go about it, it's crazy, because how the heart is crazy, because before we started thinking and before we were educated, when we were all in the womb, our heartbeat developed first, the heartbeat. You know, when you go and they do the sonogram, the first thing they do, they don't check for intelligence of a child, of a baby in the womb. They check for the heartbeat. You see? And the heartbeat is very, very, very significant to the growth and development of the person, because when all will of the person can be broken, but the heart is what makes the difference. The heart of a lion, the heart and the courage and it will keep the spirit going. So when a person has that heart, you think about most people with a heart and heart and how they hold things and how bad their health and their mental health and their blood, the heart literally becomes hardened to the point where it creates diabetes. It creates it even thins out the veins for the blood flow to go throughout the body, the flow throughout the body. So health wise, the heart is a significant value of importance. And so this energy, when a person holds on to emotions that are unhealthy, such as anger, hatred, and all of these things, they actually are the ones who become destructive in terms of their own health. It does nothing to the other individual, because it's an emotion, and it's emotion that's energy that's stored. But if it's not properly released, or if it's not properly taken care of, it only damages the individual who holds that. So when you're talking about a person who doesn't have love, and in comparison to someone who needs, who has the love, and they say like, yo, you have to show that to the person who has never experienced love, because we are the type of beings that we move by senses, and we have to see examples a lot of the times. And so when we check those examples, it penetrates how we feel. We are feeling people. We are spiritual people. And so when we're not feeling something, or we smell something and there's a sense of something that's going on, it automatically hits our senses to say, yo, something is not right. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't. My senses have been triggered to the degree where, you know. So now, you know, you show love, and you see that love conquers all, because it costs nothing to love, but it costs a person's life to harbor and hold on to the past of hurts, things that destroy the individual. So it's a very valuable lesson in terms of mental health, physical health, and spiritual well-being, to understand the significance of what goes beyond, for how we are affected when we begin to hold on and harbor and not allow ourselves to let go of the moment and push forward in our lives towards trying to progress. Because ultimately, it becomes toxic. You know, if a person holds on, you think about it, somebody was hurt. They hurt you. And then what's the first thing it's reflected on? It's reflecting on a moment of the past, which is over with. I'm not going to say that, you know, slavery has affected everyone, more and definitely more or less, black people, as descendants of slaves. But do you move forward in the struggle towards progress so that other people, so that we can become greater or contribute something greater? It's funny because if you look at someone who has the $1 million as opposed to someone who does not have it, you would see in a lot of circumstances that most people who have what they call external wealth, they're not going to work as hard as the person who they're not going to value as much as the person who doesn't, who has never seen it. So when a person who's never had love, not to say that they won't ever appreciate it, but when they do see the example and they get that newfound what they call it's a freedom, it becomes a thing where they become free from the bondage of their slavery of what they've been in bondage for so long, hatred. These are circumstances that keep a person in bondage. And the person could be a slave to their own convictions, man, to their own feelings, and not even realize it, because they're thinking that it's crazy. Because it was the most profound thing I had noticed during my time of incarceration, that I didn't laugh in a wicked way, but I laughed because it says in the Bible, it says like the more I'm just paraphrasing, but it says like the more knowledge that you gain, the more it affects your heart. It becomes a thing where you be like, wow. Because God is about growth, development, elevation. God is high, and looks down low, And so when you realize that God, God lifts the individual up. God, when a person is lifted up in God, in Christ, or in the higher consciousness, the creator of the universe and everything that's in it, when you're lifted up, when a person is lifted up, they're reaching a higher level, which requires knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. It's a higher level. It's not the lowest, but he looks down on the lowest, and he looks to lift them up, because he realizes that the lowest, when a person is at their lowest, even society is crazy how society mimics that, because most of the programs I find interesting in society, they never help you during the time when like you're falling. They got programs that's designed to help you only when you fall. You got to literally be down in the trenches, down on your luck, downtrodden, outcast. You got to tell the story that I was homeless, I was sleeping on the street. Because when you go to programs, you say, listen, I need help. I'm about to be homeless. We can't help you. We got to wait till you get homeless first. We got to wait. Damage control is even when I was in the institution, it was the same way. And it's crazy. I'm just going back just a little bit just to say, it was funny how, to use that example, it's funny how when you had the prison guards, you could look down on individuals, and they were so angry that individual were not being treated the way they felt that the individual should be treated, that they wanted to spread their toxicity into the lives of those individuals to make them feel miserable. Because when you really sit down and talk to them, you say, how do you feel? Right now, I don't like this job, man. I don't even want to be here, and I don't like the fact that my taxpaying dollars is paying for this, And I said, wow, it's deep, because you only really want to just, because misery loves company. And so it's just that the person is really saying, I'm sick and I want you to be sick as well, because I'm not comfortable with the fact that you seem to be doing better than me. And I'm here and I have to have this job. This is all I know. And I want you to be sick as me. But when you're walking proud and you're walking in an able way, in a way where you're able to spread love and joy and laughter like the coronavirus, you're able to spread it like a pandemic, and people become, they get healthy. They start to ponder those thoughts. and they begin to struggle with themselves, and then they become they come to reach the conclusion that, wow, I got to find an excuse, because it's easy to fight fire with fire. It's like, yo, he did this to me, or she did this to me. That's the reason why. When you're spreading love, when you're spreading joy and laughter from the heart, and it takes away from the power that the individual feels that they have. It strips them of that, and they feel stripped of that, and then they become to realize and say, "Damn, I'm sick, and I can't get nobody to be a yes man to my sickness. So I gotta take my BS elsewhere, because they're not gonna stand on, you know, I can't affect them." And so that's all I'm saying in terms of that, man. I think that basically you highlighted an excellent point, especially when it comes to mental health crisis that we're dealing with in the nation, in the world, in America, pertaining to the pandemic, because most people are unable to see past their circumstances and elevate themselves because of the fear, because of the anger, because of the displaced emotions that they may feel due to circumstances that they feel are beyond their control, and instead of trying to find a way, you know, they're trying to find a reason, you know.
Wow,
instead
heavy.
Of trying to find a way, they're trying to find a reason to say, hey, this is the reason why. And in actuality,
yeah,
honestly speaking, you know, God makes a way, but we must choose who we're going to serve. We can't serve two masters. And when we begin to serve God, God makes a way. God is going to take care of his own.
There you
And that's the whole concept of not the whole complete concept, but I'm just saying.
Yes, a lot to it.
I'm just sharing. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people that will disagree. But I tell you one thing, a healthy mind and healthy attitude brings forth a healthy relationship. All right?
There you go.
And that's exactly. That's right. Because if I'm not healthy, I'm only going to attract what I put into my mind. So if mentally and physically and spiritually I'm not healthy, it's a repellent. It's a repellent. And it's going to, what I put out is going to be what I give back. The universe needs, the energy gets recycled. Energy gets recycled, you know, and it's just what it is. You know, and a lot of times people can take away from opportunities, take themselves away or subtract it where they put them in the circle. And then when it comes back around, when the universe recircles, they may get the blessing. But then at the same
there
time,
you go.
The hardships that come with it, they'd be like, damn, where did this come from? And they never reflect on the hours they passed of what they contributed to. Not contributing good things, not to say that it wasn't going to happen, but it does have a way of not having the impact that it would initially have if a person mentally could be thinking more in a more healthy manner.
Right.
So,
we're back. Definitely. We're talking about restoration. We're talking about restoring oneself. We're talking about God said he will restore 70 times 70, what the kinkle worm have stolen from you. And we're going to open up a mic to get some of our listeners' opinions on this particular subject matter. We're going to open up 718-570. Okay, here we go. Your mic is open, 718-570.
Speak the truth. Shame the devil. Come on now.
718-570. Your mic is open.
Hi, okay, I had you on mute, gentlemen. How are you? This is Erlima Owens.
Great.
Let's talk about the jobs. We got jobs online on deck, y'all. That's right.
Yes. Perfect timing. I just got finished my meeting, but I was listening, brothers. Y'all are so good at what you do, and I appreciate the words that you share with others. And myself, thank you very much. And thank you, Reverend Ron, for inviting me on to be able to talk about job opportunities again. I always love it. And we still have it going on. So this for your audience. My name is Erlima Owens. I am the, I guess, job developer for Dutton Consulting. I handle recruitment, training, and retention under that title. And we are still looking for people to work every day. As I told you before, we were looking for 75 people a day to be able to come on board. And we're getting those numbers, and we like to keep getting them. We're going to be working until the 22nd. And if I get enough people pushing our message for our clients, then we will probably go until November. So just to let people know who and what we do, Dutton is a consultant organization, a firm, that clients are individuals who look to run for public office. And we have, in the New York State City alone, we have four candidates running, one for city council, one for borough president, one for controller, and the one that I'm looking for people to work with me for is the one for mayor. So we have a big mayor, citywide mayor's race going on right now. I'm looking to hire 75 people a day for Dutton, and we're doing it every day. We just did a training today. We had 16 people in that training. We had 10 that made it all the way through. And a couple of them already uploaded their necessary COVID test to start work tomorrow, okay? That's how quick it is. It's literally you register today, go into class either Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, and upon all your document signatures and your uploaded COVID positive COVID test, or negative COVID test, you can literally work the next day. And that's what's getting ready to happen for some people tomorrow. So
that's wonderful.
I will give out the number real quick as I continue to talk so people can start calling if they would like to. And looking, it's 718-504-6861. That's 718-504-6861. And I would say call it. If I'm not able to answer it myself, leave a message. I will get back to you. If you don't feel like I got back to you in enough time, call again. I don't have a problem with that because I have something to give to you, and you can only get it if you get me on the phone. So you got to get me on the phone so you can get it, and I will make sure that each and every one of y'all get paid that $20 an hour as a canvasser, getting paid once a week on a Monday. And you actually will be your own contractor under a 1099. So if it's something that you're interested in, doing contract work, becoming a subcontractor for organizations whose clients are individuals who are running for public office, please give me a call. Give me a
That's
call.
Excellent.
And I'm open for all questions.
That's excellent. So all everybody that's listening right now, contact Ms. Helena Owens at Dentist Consulting Agency. Get those jobs. As a matter of fact, I got to spread the word, too, because I definitely I just actually spoke to a parole officer pertaining to that your information and what you represent.
Oh,
and
good.
I was telling her to post that up and all to tell her colleagues to start spreading the word to the members that's on their case file. You know, we don't want to waste that,
right.
Because this is an opportunity, especially, you know, guys that want to the transition and job placement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to continue to spread the word and help in that mission and that goal for job employment and economic empowerment, man, because you know what's funny about that is that most individuals, when they are seen in the light of being productive in their community, then it makes the community it shows progress. It shows that individuals are building up their integrity then people begin to look at them in a different light, you know? So I'm definitely
jobs.
Everybody get on board and contact Miss Elena Owens. I'm going to keep spreading the word as usual. So thank you, Miss Owens. I really appreciate that.
Yes, please
thank you.
And especially for people who are women, I'm looking for some of you women, too, who are coming home, right? This is a way to get on your feet, to get started. You know, there are other women who have come home and started their own businesses, and this is an opportunity for you to actually start your own business and go forward, right? We have people who have worked with us as canvassers for over the life of the organization. They pick and choose the actual assignments they want to take. And we have some that have taken every assignment we ever had. When we travel, we've been outside in Alaska. We've been to Barbados. We've taken the crew with us and given them the opportunity to be able to travel, all expenses paid, and work and put that money in their pocket and bring it back home. So we try to grow within. You know, we try to take individuals from the ground up. We have individuals who have come in as canvasser or come in on the call center and are literally public today, right? So we have grown people to that level, and we look to do these kind of things for individuals. And we don't care what your background is. You know, we're not, looking at, you know, where you've been to see where you're trying to go. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Where you've been,
right.
You've done what you had to do. Now it's time to get you to where you want to go, and that's our purpose. Our client understands, right? Our client understands what happens to the black man, right, and woman.
That's true.
Right? And he has put money into Dutton in order for Dutton to put money into our subcontractors' hands so that we all can eat in our communities. So we can't keep the money, so I'm trying to find the people to give the money to for an honest day's work. If you do an honest day's work, you're going to get an honest day's pay, right? And you're your own contractor. You pay your taxes at the end of the year, so it shouldn't mess up anybody's program during the course of the year. You know, just know that you will have to do some explaining at the end of the year, and you will have some taxes to pay, but this is how people go into business for themselves, you see?
That's the truth.
So We are here to help people of all nationalities and our own to rise to the top. To
that's
you. The number is 718-504-6861. That's 718-504-6861. Take advantage of it. It is here. The job will last until June 22nd. If I can get enough of y'all pushing his agenda, we can get him all the way to November, and we will have a new mayor in New York that we've worked for that understands the position that we are in, have been in, and are going through, and are trying to get out of on the other side. Let's make it happen.
And, for everybody that's listening, I just wanted to say briefly, I wanted to let everybody that's listening to know that Miss Helena Owens, Dutton Consulting Agency, I want everybody that's listening to pay attention because now this is what the power of networking. This is something that all the listeners just right now, I don't know if y'all getting this from any other network or any other blog or radio or podcast or any other station like this one right here, because what's happening is this. Miss Owens is networking. So she has the ability with both all of us right now. When you tune into Blog Talk Radio /Neo Nation, you are getting an abundance of resources that will allow you to position yourself to receive both financial investment opportunities as well as job opportunities and placement for whatever it is that you would like to do. Whether it be something that starts with film, music, job placement, politics, so on and so forth. There are tons of resources and things that are available. And there's no other station that I know of that you're able to have a direct contact with to receive the assistance. You have My Project Neo. You have Clicksters. You have Reap More Network. You have Helena Owens that represents Dutton Consulting Agency. So everybody that's listening, I need your support in, and I need your support. We all need your support. And we need, I really specifically need everyone that's listening to spread the word like wildfire, to understand that when you are listening to Neo Nation, Blog Talk Radio, that you are plugged in with an active community of, that is a network. This is a community of networks that, that allows you not only to listen and get information about finances, about events, current events, but it allows the opportunity to be a part of a community, to be an active member and be active in your community to say, hey, listen, tune in to blogtalkradio.com/NeoNation because this is what's going on here. Like, there's a movement taking place right now, and we should show our efforts in supporting one another in terms of entrepreneurship, economic development, and financial literacy, because this is very important to the growth and development of our communities, of our households, and all of the above. So without all of the listeners support, without your support, to just sit, enjoy yourself if you're listening, enjoy yourself if you are receiving all of the benefits that you like to receive to be well on your way for financial security. But I'm stressing a major point here, that when you do a comparison and contrast to all of the stations, what you will see, and I'm not taking away from nobody, all I'm just saying is that you will never get an opportunity that's presented to you unless you are a part of some type of webinar, some type of workshop. You're not calling into the station unless you're giving your opinion about something, and it stops right then and there. You are now, once you log in, you have the opportunity to be a member and an active member to exercise job opportunities. You have resources where if you have ideas and you would like to, and you're an aspiring entrepreneur, male or female, you have the opportunity to use this platform to launch ideas to say, hey, listen, I have an idea to do this, X, Y, and Z. This is the financial budget. I have a business plan. How do I receive assistance? And so on and so forth. So I just want to let all the viewers, or all the listeners, and everyone to know here that blogtalkradio.com/NeoNation, with everyone that is involved with this community, we support one another, and so with the hopes that we can build a brighter future for everyone, not just about ourselves, but we are trying to build economic reparations in terms of economic development, because we know the importance of what's necessary in our community and financial resources and able bodies, people who are willing to contribute a positive impact and change in their community and their household and institutions are necessary and they need it. So thank you, everyone. I want to thank everybody just for tuning in and spread the word like wildfire, man, you know, and thank you, thank you, thank you.
Please, yeah, and you know what? I want to just say this, too. Watch out, Charlemagne the God, the Breakfast Club, because the Black Businessman Network Club, we got Shalik the God. I know the brother from South Carolina, but you better watch out. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, we are just so happy to have these opportunities. You know, we're so happy to have everybody come on. Helena, you've just been a blessing to so many folks. I've got calls back. I got texts back. People are working. People are happy. People are engaged. And the brother, I don't know if I can say the brother, you know, I guess I can say the brother's on television, Mr. Jay McGuire, running for mayor in New York City.
Right.
Wonderful brother. I know him in the past. I know he's, you know, go up in all those things that people talk about, the single parent, the projects, you know, made it to Harvard. MBA, you know, really went into business, running international businesses. You might not have seen him, but behind the scenes, I know that a lot of brothers got into business, big major corporation, through his guidance and through his assistance. So he's definitely somebody that could come into the community. Economic development is something that's very, very needed in New York right now, and probably the whole doggone country. he can come up with a catalyst that can compulter this whole economy for change. So definitely, people, check out the brother, Mr. James Wyatt, Ray McGuire. Go take
Ray
a look
McGuire,
at him.
Yeah.
Take a look at, yeah, Ray McGuire. Take a look at him. You know, go check out his website. I don't know. I think it's, I've got the name of the website. But I'm sure when you look on
Ray McGuire
for mayor. Yeah, Ray McGuire for mayor. Go check it out.
And
I definitely would armist you, my sister, my brother, to get this man in. You know, vote for this man, get him in. We need somebody like that. We need some fresh blood in the political arena right now. We need fresh ideas, fresh new people, fresh technology, fresh understanding, a new way of moving government. We have to change. And like he said, you know, it's not always the career politician has an agenda, and their agenda is not always typical to the community, economic development, especially in the community of color. So we need somebody that has got our back, somebody that sees our needs, as Sister Lena said. So I want everybody to go check that out. We're going to go to commercial break. We're going to come back. Sister Lena, if you can hang in there, I know you're very busy, you're hardworking. But if you can hang in there and come back with us after the commercial break, we're going to have Dr. James W. Wimborne going to come on. We're going to talk about restoration. We're talking about restoration, people. We're talking about God said, I will restore 7 times 70, 100% infinity, what the kink of worm have stolen from you. So whatever you lost, my sister, my brother, in the past, like Brother Shalik said, forget about it. The Bible said, give no way for the past. Think not for tomorrow because it ain't here, but live right now in the now that you can do something right now and make a change. So let's try to do that, my brothers and my sisters. We're going to go to commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh. Entertainment. Worldwide. Network. We all live. We in your speakers. And on your mind, on your mind. 10 o'clock, we on time.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Ray. I sign on a payment with the NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Thing, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? This your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Checking Traps.
This your piece, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Boss Lena.
It's your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Mouse.
Yo, what's good? It's the Vic Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hampton.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Cates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB. Cooney.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy Size Money.
This your boy Big Chad Domingo.
Bye bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy J Futuristic.
This your folk Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end, getting blessings. Wise Life Records, and you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the versatile Charlie.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained? Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the State Criminal Court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrown busted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled Sag Pants Equals a Sag Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2 Deep, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of The Winning Team. Contact 2 Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call, Join in the Conversation, hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office, 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11@gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, and the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is SoSeductiveLive.com. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. SoSeductiveLive has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiara Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I believe in fashion, so SoSeductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour booking, and more. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service. How to meet and network with people in other cities. how to make connections with other business owners, and how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success, and experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor John Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor John Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
Network. We all live. We in your speakers and on your mind. On your mind. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. We on time.
Move around, move around, move around.
Hey, hey.
Move around, move around, move around.
Hey, hey.
Move around, move around, move around.
Hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey.
We live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
And now, without a delay, the man that I was a little boy, and I used to watch him, and I say, oh, God, I want to be like him. He's my mentor. And I saw this man, Dr. James W. Wimborne, developing NEO, doing 100 acts of kindness, helping people save their homes during the 2008 crash when he was a mortgage banker. He just was like Superman. And I say, when I get older like him, I want to be like him. And here I am today in the radio program with him. He got me in here, took me from the cotton field of South Carolina, brought me up here, put me on the radio program. And we're going to welcome the man himself, Dr. James W. Wimborne. Let's give him a nice hand.
I need you to wait a minute. I want to go get my kids and bring them back here so you can say that same stuff over again. They need to hear that.
I'm gonna make a tape instead of each one of them.
Yeah, make a tape. Yeah. Oh, brother, thank you for such kind words. I mean, listen, man, you know we out here, we doing what we could do in order to make things happen, in order to do our part in this battle. We're grateful for everyone that's participating. We're certainly grateful for Ms. Owens and the Dunton Consulting Firm and what they're doing for Project NEO and being a conduit where we can get some people in and feed some people and maybe make somebody's life at home a little bit better. We're grateful for that, and we're happy to be a part. And certainly before I knew about Dunton and Consulting Services and Ms. Owen, I had a good feeling about Brother McGuire, and so I'm relieved, I guess, to find out that that is indeed the candidate that the crew will be working for, so we're grateful for that, and we wish him all the well. But certainly right now, from where I see, he seems to be the best candidate for the job, so let's stay focused. You know, we're talking tonight about restoration and getting back that that the cankerworms have eaten, and relying on God to restore those things that we've had before. I certainly believe that we're living in the time where on the cuffs of something big that's about to happen. I'm not sure what it is. I'm hoping for the best. But what I do know is that until we have certainty about a lot of other stuff, we need to continue to create an economic refuge for our people, because that's going to be key in order for us to be able to protect ourselves and to continue to simply navigate throughout this matrix. Hopefully, if we're able to get here in the city of New York, and we're able to get Brother McGuire in office, perhaps we can get some stuff changed, and we can cut down on some of the police brutality we see here in the city. And hopefully, it will be residual. We'll have a residual effect around the country. We hope these things, and we pray. And that we believe in God that these things can come to pass. But until then, you know, our mantra, we say it all the time, faith without works is dead. You got to get up and do something. And so we have created this opportunity to create economic independence for black people all across the country and around the world through the reparations program. All you have to do is go in and sign up. We're blessed. People are signing up. We've had, in the last 5 days, five new people sign up. So it's like somebody new is signing up every day. So we thank God for that. But we want those people that are signing up, although the system is geared to push you along, we want you to continue to wait. We don't want you to come in, sign up, get in the game, and then just relax and wait for the system to push you through. It will. But we want you to be engaged. but that being said, one of the important things, Dr. Robertson, and I like to talk about on Friday, and that is the importance of us being able to bring in black businesses into this movement and what we're doing. Because correct. In order to go out and to do the acts of reparations, we have to patronize businesses. And we want to patronize those businesses that have been blacklisted, okay? And so we want all those black-owned companies to sign up to be on the blacklist, where we're sending our members to your establishment to patronize your establishment so that they can complete their missions. the first 100 companies to sign up will be free, and then there'll be a $100 fee. To be a part of the directory. So we want everyone to be a part. And this is really, really important. So, you know, on Friday nights, I know a lot of business owners are listening. A lot of entrepreneurs are listening. So if you're an entrepreneur, you have you're black, you have a minority-owned business, you're a plumber, you're a lawyer, you're a doctor, you got your own milk delivery service, whatever it is, you got a stand. And you want people to come by your stand, and you need to be a part of what we're doing. You're a doctor, you need to be a part of what we're doing. You have any type of organization, you need to be a part of what we're doing, for certainly we can. Why do we do this? What is the purpose of doing this? The canker worms would not have been able to get in so easily if we had been able to keep some of the money and create an economics for ourselves. But the reality of it is that when we get money, Dr. Robertson, it goes right through our communities, right out into other communities, and it does not stay and circulate amongst us. We are like the investors will call a pass-through account. You know, they have pass-through accounts that they got set up in security so that they don't have to pay no taxes on it until years later.
Right.
They've been black community like a pass-through account. We've been getting money from what I understand the number is $1.3 trillion. $1.3 trillion dollars passed through the black community every year. Now, is the first instinct is to say, well, we don't see it. Yeah, we do see it, but we don't hold on to it. You know, I say it every week, the number that within the Asian community, the money circulates 16 times before it leaves the community.
Right,
within the
community,
the money circulates 23 times before it leaves the community.
Exactly.
Black community, within the black community, there is no circulation. You got 6 hours. Statistics show that the money stays 6 hours before it's sent out to the community. We got to stop that. We have a way to stop that. We encourage everybody, go by the website. Please go by the website, www.myprojectneo.org. You listening to these broadcasts, if you've been following the Neo Nation, and you know that every night all we do is we offer resources, we offer opportunities within this network, as Brother Salik was talking about earlier. And that's all we do. All we do is try to help people. We want you to go and be a part of this. www.myprojectneo.org or give us a call at 888-88-66227. 1-888-UNN-CASH. That's always easier for me. 1-888-UNN-CASH. Give us a call. Sign up. Be a part of this. You don't want to miss this. You want to be a part of what's going on. As you look around and you just feel the temperature of what's happening in the country, you know, Ron, we have the Republican Party right now having debates among themselves.
Wow.
As to what are they going to be? Are they going to be the party, the old conservative party of Republicans, or are they going to be the outright racist, white supremacist? Is our way or no way? We cheat in your face, so what? We lie to you, so what? Party. And it looks like the latter is winning. And so we need to know that we better take control of our economic security ourselves. Because if we're depending on our oppressors, it's not going to happen. You will have to get up. We can believe all we want. We can pray all we want. You can fast till you fall out. If you don't get up and do something, nothing is going to change. And I'll tell you something else. What we've been doing in the past have not seemed to work. Because as I do my studies and I do my research, Ron, when I look at, I see that the only thing has changed is the color, is that the pictures are in color now.
Right.
That's the only thing that's changed, is that the pictures are in color now, and now we can give them our money so we can eat at their restaurants, so we can go to their movie theaters, so we can sleep in their hotels, go to their beaches. That's what we've got. We got some politicians. Got to remember, we had politicians before during Reconstruction. We had over 2,000 black politicians as part of government. So we got politicians now, but we don't have as many black politicians now as we did before.
Exactly.
So you have to ask yourself, we got to do something different. If we're going to see a change, we got to do something different. It's only foolishness. It's insane to think that you can keep doing the same thing and get different results.
Amen. Well, we got to make a change.
We got to make a change. We have to make a change, and we got to do it now. We don't have time to wait. Just look around. Just feel the pulse. Feel the pulse of what's going on. A black person is being killed by authorities almost every 72 hours.
Wow. Crazy.
Just think about where we are right now and what's going on and how you feel. Are you comfortable? Are you comfortable getting in your car driving, riding around?
Exactly. With those statistics, you can look to the person to your right and look at the person to your left, and you can consider one of y'all going to be in that situation with those statistics.
It's
unbearable, but it is a fact.
It is a fact. It's a horrific fact, but these are our realities, and this is the reality of this country. And I've said it before, the level of white supremacy, the level of racism that we are experiencing now is that came about because of Barack Obama. Not that he caused it, but they were so infuriated. White people get infuriated when they see black people make progress. That's what happened during Reconstruction. They were infuriated. It's the same thing happened now. And, you know, I remember time going by, I would be nice and be political about it and choose my words and be very articulate about how I said it. Listen,
right?
There's time for a proper articulation. I ain't trying to make you feel good. I'm trying to wake your ass up. How about that?
There you go. Holla.
So we can know and understand where we are and what's going on. Think about how they voted suppression laws in these other states, and I'm sure Ms. Owens could probably speak on that. The voter suppression
right.
that's going on across the country.
Right.
Who
did right.
they trying to
thank you?
Trying to
well, I can tell you that mm-hmm. we definitely do have to make a change out here politically. You know, whether it's our candidate or not, which we are pushing and working very hard to change, because he is the average guy out here. He can experience, probably has experienced the same thing that we all have, right, as being black individuals living in America. And so if we really don't do anything but to fight to get someone like him in, that's what we need to do. But let me go even further. It's not even about just getting someone in. It's about holding them accountable, holding their feet to the fire, not allowing them to get slack. So just like, I'm chilling now, I'm in, you know, because you got to understand something. The way it's set up, as soon as they get in, they have to start running again. So a lot of times what we need gets lost, but you have to stay on their heels. You have to make sure that they stay grounded. You have to make sure that the things that they promised you to get in, that they take care of while they're in. But they can't do it alone. See, this is the mistake that we make also, because we'll put someone in and then we'll sit back and say, oh, okay, because they're going to do what I voted for them to do, but then somebody else is giving them an agenda. Somebody else is giving it to them in writing. Somebody else is staying right on their heels, talking in their ears constantly, pushing them in this direction. And you're sitting over on the sideline waiting for them to do your bid. But you have to literally stay on them also. What do they say? It's the squeaky wheel that gets the oil. Why? Because it keeps making noise. All them quiet ones get nothing. So you have to stay on them, you know. And this is a man, too. Let me just get back to our client. This is a man who promised that he was going to create 500,000 jobs. But guess what he has done? He has already started that movement. He's already putting people to work as subcontractors through Dunn, right? Because he's our client and we're subcontracting you based on what we told him and what he knows he needs. So we're out there looking to get as many as people as we possibly can to take advantage of this financial opportunity while helping someone who's thinking like you, who's looking like you, who acts like you, who knows what it is to be you. Right, who's not ashamed to get up and say, I'm a black man in America. I could walk out here any moment and be gunned down, be arrested for nothing, be beat up because they don't know who I am already, right? And sometimes even when they do know who you are, they still are not giving you the respect that's due. So we need to make a change in New York, especially in New York, right, so that we can make a change to our policing, to our workforce development. I'm a construction worker, retired. I know plenty of contractors out here who need work that they were getting before from the city, now are getting nothing. We need to bring that back. We need to make sure that all of those different bills that were put in place for women and minority businesses, that they get recognized and respected, and these people get work that are feeding for money to feed their family. But the one thing I will say, because I have been in the boat of being a construction worker, is that when the MWBE gets their bid that they went for, don't forget about the worker. I'm a black woman who did construction and retired from it. But where was that contractor pulling me in, right? So we have to remember, no matter how far we get up, we still have to turn around and bring our people up with us. Because then you'll get people like me who just jump the line and I'll just start doing things and making it happen because I'm not waiting for you to get it done. And that's what we're doing right here at Dutton. We're calling on all of you, whoever wanted to start a business for yourself, and said, take this advantage right now as an independent contractor. Make these dollars, put it aside, invest in something. These brothers are showing y'all how to invest. Invest in something. Invest in the radio station. Invest in your business. Invest in the start. Because it takes a startup to get it started, right? So invest. Take that money that is out there that's being offered to you to do a job as a contractor and use it to build something that you always wanted to build. It's a short period of time to get you whatever you can get at the moment and move forward with it for yourself. And that's the problem we had. You talked about that six-hour turnaround. And this is something we really have to drive home and have people learn. You cannot keep spending money like it's water and thinking that it's going to come back. Water goes down the drain, right? And so what he's saying is your money is going down the drain into other people's wells opposed to your own. Learn how to invest money at home. Learn how to build your business at home, right? Take advantage of the situation that's going on. Look, these are the qualifications that I'm looking for, right? I just need you to be 18 years and older. I need you to be able to walk long periods of time, like for four-hour shifts, for instance, and I need you to have a working smartphone. Who asked for that? That's all you need. And you can take advantage of a situation that can get you started in anything that you're trying to do, right? The only other thing that I'll put out there is a little caveat. Because we're living in COVID times, we do have a health and safety person on our staff. We want you to be tested every 7 days to make sure that we all stay safe. And we don't care if you have the vaccination or not. That's your business. Keep it to yourself because it does not stop you from getting or giving. We just want you to be tested to know that if anything happens around you working with us, we know how to contact Trace in a heartbeat. We're going to make sure that everybody stays safe, and that's why we do that. So I'm telling you four things I need from you. 18 years or older, have a working smartphone, be able to walk long distance, long periods of time, right, which is a four-hour shift, right, and be tested every 7 days for safety. That's all I need. I don't care what your background is. I don't care where you live. You don't even have to live here. I have people coming from Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island. I have people coming from the Bronx, from everywhere to come to go work. And we need you because if we are trying to get someone in whom we can have a conversation with, who would understand where we're coming from and able to move mountains for us, then we need to work with this brother. We need to be out there helping to push him. He is not going to get there if we all sit at home saying, I think one day I can, he's going to get in, but I don't have to do anything. No, brothers and sisters, you have to do this. You have to come out. It starts right now. You could come work, but then when it's time to vote on the 22nd of June, you must be there at them polls. You have to get up and go to those polls. They'll have early voting starting a week before the polls. You have to get out. You have to go do this. This is the only way we make change. Voting is a way for us to make change. We know people have died for it. We know that. We know Mitch McConnell said again. He said this again. The only thing I'm going to do is stop everything the Democrats want to do. Now, for me, I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. I'm voting for the issues, right? But if the issues coming out of one person's mouth is saying that everything the other person does, whether it's right or wrong or indifferent, he's just going to cut it off. Well, that's why Obama never got to do anything. And we're all saying, oh, he didn't do anything. But did you listen to Mitch McConnell the day he got in too, say we are going to stop him in his tracks every time? And every time, what did they do? They did. We lose the House and the Senate, they're going to do it again. Understand, voting on the ground is what counts. All of these local races is what counts. Before you get to a presidential race, you have to vote locally. When you vote locally, you have power. When you have power, you make change. And we are trying to change what is going on in our communities of all nationalities. He has all kinds of nationalities, our client does, surrounding him, right? Saying that we need a man like this in office. Well, you make the choice. I'm not here to persuade you for that. I'm here to persuade you to work with Dutton to get a job done. That's my job, is to get you out to get work, to put money in your pocket, to make sure that you can do the things that you need to do. But the realization of it is, if you don't get out there and vote, there's no telling what they might do the next time when it's time for you to do something that you want to do for yourself. Come on, brothers and sisters, we need you. We need you. And if no more, I just need to give you some of this money that this man promised to put into the communities. And if you don't take it, we got to give it back, okay? It doesn't belong to us. It really belongs to you, you who wants to work. And I do know that you got a stimulus check for $2,000 total, right? $614. Well, how long did that last? Did it last 6 hours? Is it still lasting? Do you still have it? Because if it felt real good getting that money, how well will it feel to get money in your pocket that you could say came from your own business, that you work for, that you're building on, that you're able to invest in something? Think about it like this. I wanted to fix a room in my home. Okay, so I'll go out there and work the next couple of weeks or months or whatever. I'll take that money and I'll fix that part in my house, right? Think about it like that. You know what I'm saying? Think about it as something that you wanted to do. If I go out there a couple of days a week, and matter of fact, let me tell you how this works. We work 7 days a week. And we would want you to work 7 days a week. But if you couldn't work 7 days a week, well, let me know what your schedule is. Because if you can work 2 days a week, as long as you're consistent in that, we could deal with that. If you can work 5 days a week, as long as you're consistent in that, we could deal with that. As a matter of fact, if you can't do the 4 hours on your feet, we even have a call center. Now, the canvassing pays $20. The call center pays $15. But you're getting paid, no doubt. So if you can't do one, let me give you the opportunity for the other. And then let me explain something to you. As we grow, we need more drivers. Drivers get $23 an hour. So, I mean, we have positions for you. All we need you to do is want them. And I know that unemployment is out there. I know it's got somebody stuck in the head like, this going to last forever. But nothing that you get given to you is going to last forever. And if it does, you better beware, because there's a whole nother plan behind this, and I don't want to get into those conspiracy theories, okay? But there is another plan. So make sure that you are working. Make sure that you know how to grow your own food. Oh, I better not go that far, right, brothers? But I'm telling you, you need to know
real talk
that this is an opportunity for you to grow. And if you can, do grow your own food.
Sister,
it's always the best.
Sister, it's so much. You know, when you know, the Black Business Billionaires Network Club was developed around economic stability and telling brothers and sisters, why not become a thousandaire, a millionaire, and a billionaire? Mm-hmm. And we around economic stability to bring our brothers and sisters together, but with a mindset mm-hmm. that when you get to that position of billionaire, millionaire, thousandaire, that you reinvest in the community that you came from. You redevelop
That's
it.
Right.
You bring back resources and help. You understand what I'm saying? But people say to me, well, Ron, you know, you're talking about all these things. I talk about all these things because there's a caveat of things that happens in the Black community over a period of years. It wasn't just one thing, y'all. Slavery wasn't just that one thing. It was a combination mm-hmm. of things. It didn't just stay
That's
there.
Right.
As the centuries went on, like Dr. Winborn said, back before Reconstruction, we had 2,000 Black men in government.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even have that now. So as time went on, as we went from century to century to century to century, from years to years to years, the complication of being in this society has changed. So they're throwing all these kind of different, like they're throwing all these kind of roadblocks on us as time changes. What would be the roadblock for my great-great-grandkids? That's what I'm thinking about. So I'm saying it's strategic thinking that got us here. These people sat down and strategically put a plan together to keep black people in a certain position, okay? And mm-hmm. like just to say, it's too deep for me to go through all that right now, but I'm giving you the surface. Okay, I'm a retired psychologist. I know a lot of things in the background of a structure, society, and things of this nature and what happened. But it's too deep to go through that. It just give you the surface of it. The general plan is to understand this, okay? You just have to understand that the strategic plan went for 400 years. It's deep. It's deeper than what people think. People are sitting around not understanding how deep it is because you don't understand because you're not even functioning in that capacity. But it's deeper than mm-hmm. deep. And some people understand it, how deep it is, but they've been so entrenched into the situation that it's too. Sometimes you're too close to the forest to see the trees. But it's important mm-hmm. to do everything you can do. One thing I tell my children, one thing you have to do, you have to be the best that you can be. Okay, my dad told me I had to be twice as good as a white man. I didn't understand that, but I tell you, as you've been on, I damn sure understand it. And I'm just saying to mm-hmm. us as a people, we got that black excellence that we talk about, that wokeness, that consciousness. We got to try to be a collective body of people doing the best that we all can do. Somebody got to sweep the street. Somebody got to pave the street. Somebody got to own the street. That's the way life is. Everybody ain't going to be an owner. You know what I'm saying? But if you just sweeper, like my grandmother said, be the best one there is and watch how you That's be blessed. Right. So everything the sister's saying is the reason we talk about these things in the combination of different things, like Dr. Winborn talked about all the collective things that are happening, is because there's a bunch of things going on, but there's one concept. Many things are happening. But the concept is this. Somebody wants to control you, your wealth, your power, and your ability to be mobile. Somebody wants to keep you confined, demarginalized, and consistently disabled, mentally, physically, all kinds of ways. And you have to overcome circumstances. So when you hear, I'm so happy Sister put it the way she did. I'm so happy Dr. Winborn put it the way he did. I'm so happy Shalik broke it down the way he does, because it's important for you to understand that it's just not one thing. It's just not, you know, people act like, oh, the Asians have racism against them. That's not new. If you think that's new, and if you think racism is confined to a color, a street, a avenue, a year, then you lost it. Racism is implemented in this country in every aspect of what you do. When you go to the store and buy chocolate cake and that's all that's in the store, that's racism. When you go to the school and your children is performing below average grade level, that's racism. When you can't find a decent police officer to help you move your car to the side because he want to bust you inside your head, that's racism. When you can't find a house to buy because the banks are putting you at a subprime rate and you can't afford it, but your credit rating is a 600 and you should be on prime rate, that's racism. When you cannot get the political politics to uphold what they said they would do for you and keep your family safe and keep your family healthy and keep your family in a thriving community, that's racism. It comes in all kinds of concepts, people, from the rich to the poor. Mm-hmm. A rich black man is just as confined to this racism as the poorest, uneducated black man. So we need each other to come together, and I'm so happy that Sister said what she said. I'm so happy that Dr. Winborn said what he said. And we gotta keep teaching. We got to keep saying these things. You know, I'm at my point right now. You know, I'm getting ready to retire. My business is, God has blessed me, and but I'm going to keep the struggle because I do not want to. I'm not comfortable to leave my kids, and my kids are all grown, but my grandkids, my great-great-grandkids, my great-great-grandkids, and so forth and so on. I'm not comfortable with the society the way it is. And if you're comfortable as a black man, a black woman, or a person of color, in the conditions that we live in right now, and you're not looking for a Mr. Ray Maguire to be a mayor or a different type of person to be the president, you're not, and like Sister said, the local district leader is important, the council person, the state senator, as well as the mm-hmm. U.S. senator, mm-hmm. okay, these local council positions, if you're not looking for suitable people, you're going to end up in the same old once again. People are so important to wake up and understand. You know, I hear so many brothers say, well, it ain't about me. You know, it ain't do nothing for me. I work over here. I'm doing. If we don't understand that it affects all of us in every way, and that money that we talk about that stays in the community for 6 hours, you know what? When you see that brand new Honda Accord parked in the projects, where you know everybody's on welfare or got such an eight, that's where the money went. When you see that young brother walking down the street and his mother is on Social Security disability and he got brand new Jordan for $300, that's where your money went. When you see that brother walking to the bar, the liquor store, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning, addicted to alcoholism and getting him a bottle, that's where your money went. When you see that brother on the corner swinging drugs and other brother buying it, that's where your money went. Brothers and sisters, it got to change. You know, Tupac Shakur said it so eloquently in his last song that I remember. He said we got to change the way we eat, change the way we talk, change the way we function, change the way we relate to each other. We got to change. Mm-hmm. We got to get out with young boys to change the way they think about young sisters. And we got to get young sisters to change the way they think about themselves and their body. We got. It's important. It's important to have strong black families. And we're not going to get that with hoochie mamas and pimping daddies. That ain't going to work. Because that's the concept right now in the hip-hop community, which is very influential now with young black boys and girls. We have to learn to change that.
And that was by design. That was about the
It was, definitely.
Communities to keep
I always
us.
Say watch CB4, the movie.
Mm.
Watch that old movie, CB4, and you'll get an idea of what they've done to our community.
Right?
Right. In the music industry and acting and all of that, you know. We're very influenced by the things we hear that we can't touch, the things we see that we can't touch. They're very influencing. The influence upon us can be very heavy. And some people just don't know the difference. I can remember when my children were in high school, and I was standing outside of high school, and there was two young men talking, and one said to the other one, "No, we know that dude. He grew up with us. We ain't living in no hood. We ain't living like that. Why is he speaking like that?" Because someone told him if he was going to make money, that's what he had to do, and he did it. And here his friends who know him, right, are saying,
right.
He didn't grow up like that.
What are you doing?
So
what
you're pushing a message that's not even yours, that's hurting right. your very own community.
Right.
But well,
you're getting
it's now
to push that message.
Mm-hmm.
Well, oh, yeah.
I just,
hello?
If I can give out my number one more time before you have to go, brother, I really would appreciate it in hopes that any of the parole officers or counselors or anybody like that hears it, well, you can call Reverend Ron and get my actual number and speak to me personally. But
I wasn't going to give that up because you're getting a whole bunch of calls.
You better get my phone number up no more. He get my phone around to everybody. But here's the one everybody can use. And then as you get to get in, I'll give you my work number that you can use. And then I'll even give you my personal number. But right now, I'm going to give you the 718-504-6861, 718-504-6861. And I will repeat it one more time, 718-504-6861. It's a financial opportunity for you to grow from a gentleman who said, I'm going to create 500,000 jobs for people out here, and he's starting right now. And I'm going to tell you something. This is not just a job. This is a career move. This is an independent contractor move. This is an opportunity for you to grow, right? And so I'm hoping you'll take advantage of that. And that you'll call me. I don't care what your background is, where you've been, what you've done. As long as you've taken care of those issues before you get to me, you are fine, right? I'm going to take you through training anyway. So don't even worry about it. If you don't know what it is, canvassing is the act of going door to door to a targeted group of people to give information and to collect data. That's all it is. Very simple day. 4 hours a day, 7 days a week. You make your schedule based on that, and I'm looking to hear from you.
Yes, I'm going to turn it over now to my man, Shalik. You take it on home, brother.
Thank you.
Listen,
thank you, brother.
For everybody,
I appreciate you.
And thank you, Ms. Owens, for providing that information. Listen, for everybody that's tuning in right now, to all the viewers, you know, from the east to the south, to the north, to the west. I want everybody to know that you are truly blessed when you're tuning in to the Neo Nation Blog Talk Radio. And spread love, be love, and most of all, praise God first, man, and be the example that you want to see in others. With that, I just want to just wish everybody a good night and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Yes, happy Mother's Day.
That's
happy
right.
Mother's
give,
Day.
Give the mothers a hand. Y'all know what we say. Mama ain't raised no fool, so don't act like that. Dr. Wimborne, give us something ingenious to say before we say goodnight.
I don't know if it's ingenious, but I want to, again, I want to remind everybody, I want to give a special thanks to Ms. Owens for coming and bringing this service here to Project Neo. Again, everybody, listen, those of you that are part of the Neo Nation, go by. You need to sign up and get into this reparation program, and let's get it started. As I said, we have people signing up every day. I see people getting paid every day, but we need to increase the action. We need to increase the funds and get more of these reparations done. www.myprojectneo.org. We are excited about what we see happening. I don't want to push that, you know, that narrative is through. I wanted to sink in that we're happy with what we see. We need to be getting more done. We're bringing in new people. I had another conversation with the organization that's fulfilling our orders. I just got off the phone with the production company that's making the tutorial videos, and things are moving along. We got some new people that signed up. I hired a new assistant. There's a lot going on. We're going to make this thing happen, and we intend to change the game for the betterment of our people, and we just want each and every one of you to be a part of it, and that one day, a year from now, 2 years from now, we'll sit back and we look at these times when we were wondering what in the world we were going to do and how in the world were we going to make it. That being said, God bless everybody. Listen, don't forget on tomorrow night, we're going to be with Greg Hall and Nareet Moore, a program, and let's get it together. And we're going to be talking about some of these other opportunities that are out there that we're working with, Clickster and some of the other ones we heard Shali talk about. You want to be a part of that too. So come right back here every night, not only tomorrow night, every night from 7 to 9, we are on the air. We are on the air spreading the word and making resources available to our people all over. God bless you. Good night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused. But don't worry.
Don't ever depart.
better.